1. Magnetic field in matter. The magnetic field in a vacuum depends only on the electrical circuits that generate it. In material environments, there is also the influence of molecular currents in particles of matter. An electron moving around the nucleus at the angular velocity omega zero in an orbit with radius r represents an elementary magnetic dipole. Magnetic dipoles are usually arranged chaotically in the matter, so that the body does not show a magnetic state unless it is subjected to an external magnetic field, i.e., generated by external causes, e.g., current in any electrical circuit. The elementary magnetic dipole placed in the external magnetic field is subject to a mechanical moment, which sets the electron, regardless of the orbital motion, in a precessive motion, similar to the motion of a fob. The axis of the precession is the field strength vector H. As a result, an additional magnetic field is created which slightly weakens the external field. This phenomenon is called diamagnetism. For the reason given above, all bodies should be diamagnetism. However, in many bodies placed in an external magnetic field, the opposite phenomenon is observed, i.e., a certain strengthening of the external magnetic field. The O phenomenon can be easily explained if it is assumed that the electron, apart from orbital motion, rotates around its axis, called the electron spin. The electron spin is accompanied, regardless of the magnetic moment resulting from the orbital motion, by the spin magnetic moment, PS. In individual atoms, some electrons spin in one direction, others in the opposite direction, which corresponds to the opposite sense of the spin moment. If the numbers of electrons spinning back and forth are equal, the sum of the spin magnetic moments is zero, and the body exhibits diamagnetic properties, resulting from the orbital motion of the electrons. On the other hand, if the number of electrons with a certain direction of spinning prevails, the sum of the spin magnetic moments is different from zero, and the atom exhibits a certain resultant spin moment, which in the external magnetic field tends to assume a position consistent with the direction of the field intensity. The spin dipole field and the external magnetic field add up, i.e., a presence of this type of matter increases the magnetic field in relation to the field that a given electric circuit would generate in a vacuum. This phenomenon is called paramagnetism. The influence of the environment on the magnetic field is thus marked. In diamagnetic environments, a decrease. And in paramagnetic environments, an increase in the magnetic inductance B in relation to the inductance BO that a given external field of intensity H would cause in a vacuum. The ratio of the resultant induction B to the intensity of the external field H is called the magnetic permeability of the environment. At certain values of the ratio of the distance, d, between atoms to the diameter of the atom d, namely, when 1.5,